radio telephony.
Centaur Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, radio check 123.2. Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, shortened tower, readability 5. Shortened tower, Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, AA5B, request departure information. Golf Bravo Alpha, departure runway 27, surface wind 28, 0 degrees, 10 knots, QNH 1010, QFE 1001.
Approximately 10 years ago, I wrote the first script for the airtape series of cassettes on radio telephony. Much has changed since then, and the purpose of this new tape by ASCO is to not only bring the seasoned pilot up to date with the new methods and calls, but also to help the beginner master the dark art of good radio telephony. I describe it as a dark art, as it seems that few pilots, even those who've been flying for some while, seem to have mastered it completely. And regrettably, the average Sunday pilot, like the proverbial Sunday driver, are often more annoying than they are informative. Radio telephony, abbreviated RT for the purpose of this tape, acts as a window to a pilot's mind and often ability. A pilot whose RT is confident will normally be a confident and often an able aviator. Conversely, the pilot who stutters and struggles with his RT will probably be the same pilot infringing a major control zone one busy Saturday afternoon. He will certainly be the pilot receiving short shrift from the tired and slightly annoyed air traffic controller. Good RT nearly always invites good service from the controller on the ground. Bad RT always seems to invite the opposite. Remain clear of Luton airspace, I will call you. Could be another way of saying, I'm too busy to decipher what you're trying to tell me. Get your thoughts in order for the next time I attempt two-way communication with you. This, of course, is a slight exaggeration of the truth, but the principle is true. Good RT, good service. Bad RT, a less helpful service. This tape is not in a trice going to transform you into an expert on the radio, but it will help to improve the techniques and the words that you choose, and most importantly, of all your confidence. This is probably the most important commodity the RT user must possess. The pilot must not be afraid of the radio or of his own voice. This section deals with communicating. When two-way contact has been made with an aerodrome traffic services unit, the pilot is required to maintain a listening watch to that frequency and to advise the controller if it's his intention to change frequency and to which frequency he is about to change.
Golf Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta, request frequency change to Stansted on 125.55. Golf Charlie Delta, frequency change approved.
There is no requirement for the pilot to maintain a log of all the frequencies he has spoken to, although it may be considered good airmanship. Many aeronautical ground stations have automatic recording facilities to record all RT transmissions. Those stations that do not have such equipment are required to log all calls received and those that are made. The aeronautical mobile service lists in priority order the following calls that it's required to handle. Distress messages being number one. Urgency messages. More on these later. Communications relating to direction finding. Flight safety messages. Meteorological messages. Flight regularity messages. And more on those types of messages later as well. Let's now talk about our general operating procedures. Good two-way communication is essential for the safe and regular flow of air traffic. It's important that ambiguity or confusion does not occur. Use of non-standard RT can result in misunderstandings that could have potentially hazardous, if not lethal, consequences. The importance, therefore, of using precise, standard phraseology cannot be overemphasized. A few tips about using a radio. 1. Make sure that the volume is set at a comfortable level for your ears. This can, of course, be confirmed in the initial radio check. 2. Always listen out for a few seconds before transmitting to ensure that you're not interrupting someone else's conversation. 3. Make sure that the microphone is close to but not touching your mouth. Avoid holding the microphone with your hand. 4. Speak clearly and distinctly and maintain a steady speech rate. Not too fast, but not too slow. Other people may be waiting to transmit. If your message is complicated or may involve the recipient in writing your message down, be prepared to transmit more slowly. 5. Generally keep the volume of your speech constant. Try not to imply a message by varying the tone of your voice, as perhaps you might do in normal speech. 6. Avoid commencing the calls with sounds such as 7. Keep the transmit button depressed during your transmission. And most importantly, 8. Only transmit when you've worked out what you're going to say. Let's now go through how the letters and numbers should be transmitted. First of all, the letters. A. Alpha. B. Bravo. C. Charlie. D. Delta. E. Echo. F. Foxtrot. G. Golf. H. Hotel. I. India. J. Juliet. K. Kilo. L. Lima. M. Mike. N. November. O. Oscar. P. Papa. Q. Quebec. R. Romeo. S. Sierra. T. Tango. U. Uniform. V. Victor. W. Whiskey. X. X-ray. Y. Yankee. And Z. Zulu. Now, it's a lot to take in. Maybe you'd like to play the tape back again and just listen to those letters again. And here's how the numbers are transmitted. 0, 0. 1, 1. 2, 2. 3, 3. 4, 4. 5, 5. 6, 6. 7, 7. 8, 8. 9, 9. Decimal, decimal. 100, 100. 1,000, 1,000. Again, you might like to play the tape again, just to hear those numbers one more time. Let's now look at the transmission of numbers. When transmitting messages containing aircraft call signs, altimeter settings, flight levels, headings, wind speed and direction, transponder codes and frequencies, each digit should be pronounced separately. For instance,
Speedbird 245, flight level 180, 160 degrees, 17 knots, 121 decimal 5, squawk 7401.
All numbers used in the transmission of altitude, height, and runway visual range information, which contain whole hundreds and thousands, shall be transmitted by pronouncing each digit in the number of hundreds or thousands, followed by the word hundred or thousand as appropriate. For example, 10 will be pronounced as 10, 100 as 100, 2,500 as 2,500, 11,000 as 11,000 feet, 25,000 as 25,000. Let's now look at the standard words and phrases. The following words and phrases shall be used in radio telephony communications as appropriate and shall have the meaning that I explain.
Acknowledge.
Let me know that you've received and understood this message.
Affirm.
Yes.
Approved.
Permission for proposed action granted.
Break.
Indicates the separation between messages.
Cancel.
Annul the previously transmitted clearance.
Changing to.
I intend to call such and such a unit on such and such a frequency.
Check.
Examine a system or procedure. No answer is normally required or expected.
Cleared.
Authorised to proceed under the conditions specified.
Climb.
Climb and maintain.
Confirm.
Have I correctly received the following, or did you correctly receive this message?
Contact.
Establish radio contact with, and your details have been passed.
Correct.
That is correct.
Correction.
An error has been made in this transmission, or message indicated. The correct version is...
Descend.
Descend and maintain.
Disregard.
Consider that transmission as not sent.
Free call.
Call, such and such a unit, your details have not been passed, mainly used by military air traffic control.
How do you read?
What is the readability of my transmission?
I say again.
I repeat for clarity or emphasis.
Monitor.
Listen out on such and such a frequency.
Negative.
No or permission not granted, or that is not correct.
Over.
My transmission is ended and I expect a response from you.
Out.
This exchange of transmissions is ended and no response is expected.
Pass your message.
Proceed with your message.
Read back.
Repeat all or the specified part of this message back to me as exactly as received.
Report.
Pass requested information.
Request.
I should like to know or I wish to obtain.
Roger.
I have received all of your last transmission. Under no circumstances to be used in a reply to a question requiring a direct answer in the affirmative, affirm, or negative, negative.
Say again.
Repeat all of the following part of your last transmission.
Speak slower.
Reduce your rate of speech.
Stand by.
Wait and I will call you. Note, no onward clearance to be assumed.
Verify.
Check and confirm.
Wilco.
I understand your message and will comply with it. Abbreviation for will comply.
Words twice.
As a request, communication is difficult. Please send every word twice. Or, as information, since communication is difficult, every word in this message will be sent twice. If you're transmitting messages that include numbers, the convention is that the numbers are transmitted separately. For instance...
Contact Brussels Control on 122 Day Samoa 1. Climb to flight level 180.
If transmissions include information of height, cloud height, or runway visual range, each digit of the hundreds or thousands is spoken, followed by the word hundred or thousand. For example...
Descend altitude 2,500 feet.
It would be incorrect to read back 2,500 feet or 2,500 feet. Another example.
Climb to altitude 2,500 feet.
Frequencies are now separated by only 25 kHz spacing. Denham radio frequency is 130.725. It is not required to transmit any more than the first five digits. Therefore,
130.72.
The transmission of time requires that normally only the minutes of the hour are transmitted. UTC, or Zulu time, is to be used at all times, based upon the 24-hour coordinated universal time clock. Only if confusion is expected should a pilot feel the need to advise the hour as well as the minute. But how should we address the controllers? Well, depending on what type of service a controller is able to give a pilot will dictate the title that the pilot should address him by. In general, it's permissible to abbreviate the following services with the following calls. Area control, control. Radar, radar. Approach control, approach. Aerodrome control, tower. Approach control, radar arrivals, and departures are referred to as director or departure. Ground movement control, ground. Precision approach radar, talk down. Flight information, information. Aerodrome air or ground, radio. Ground movement planning, delivery. This may seem confusing, but in essence, there are just three main types of aeronautical communication service. Air traffic control, provided by only licensed air traffic control officers. Aerodrome flight information service, or AFIS, provided by licensed flight information service controllers or officers. And aerodrome air-ground communications provided by radio operators who may not be licensed but have obtained a certificate of competency to operate radio equipment on aviation frequencies. Once two-way communication has been established, it is not mandatory for the name of the location to be repeated. And now on to aircraft call signs. On initial contact, the pilot should use the full call sign of the station he is calling, and of course, his own call sign.
Stansted Tower, Golf Alpha Yankee Bravo Kilo. Golf Alpha Yankee Bravo Kilo, Stansted Tower.
A controller is permitted to abbreviate the aircraft's call sign once satisfactory two-way communication has been established.
Golf Bravo Kilo, pass your message.
Only when the controller has abbreviated the aircraft's call sign may the pilot use his call sign in the abbreviated form. Examples of abbreviations are as follows.
Golf Alpha Mike Charlie Delta. Golf Charlie Delta. November 357826. November 826.
But note, when using the radio telephony designator of an airline, followed by a flight identification number, no abbreviation is permitted.
Midland 452.
Remains.
Midland 452.
If a radio station has not been pre-warned of your intended call, the process is known as free calling. If free calling a station, it is permissible and advisable to advise the requested service. For example,
Luton Approach, Golf Alpha Yankee November Mike, request lower airspace radar service.
An aircraft may not change its call sign during a flight. Sometimes, however, two aircraft may be operating on similar frequencies with similar call signs, and confusion as to which call is meant for which aircraft can arise. In this instance, normally one aircraft is required to use its full call sign, whilst the other takes the abbreviated form. Should an aircraft be in the heavy wake turbulence category, it is required to use the word heavy after the aircraft call sign on first contact with a new aerodrome traffic service unit. Let's now look at the continuance of communications. Once two-way contact has been made, it is not strictly necessary to continue to use the following words. Roger, over, and out may be omitted. If acknowledging an instruction or a piece of information, the pilot should read back that information first and then his abbreviated call sign.
Golf Mike November, climb to flight level 80. Climb to flight level 80, Golf Mike November.
The ground controller will always initiate calls with the aircraft call sign first, followed by the message.
Golf India November, after the landing PA-28, line up. After the landing PA-28, line up, Golf India November.
Occasionally, if a message is pertinent to all aircraft stations on one frequency, the controller will prefix the call with the words, all stations.
All stations, Cranfield Tower, the Cranfield QFE now 1012 millibars. Cranfield QFE 1012.
No reply is expected to such a call. If you're uncertain of a call or have not heard the entire message, then don't be afraid to ask the controller to
say again.
If a mistake is made in the transmission, the word correction should be used.
Golf Charlie Delta maintaining flight level 80, correction, flight level 70.
If more emphasis to that correction is required, the pilot could have said,
correction, I say again, flight level 70.
What happens when we change frequency? Either the pilot will decide that the time is right to change frequency, or the controller may feel that it's opportune to instruct the pilot to change. Either way, this is an agreement between pilot and controller. It's essential that the aeronautical station is advised of the impending change, if initiated by the pilot, and that the intended frequency for change is advised to the controller.
Golf Charlie Delta changing to en route frequency
is not sufficient.
Golf Charlie Delta requests frequency change to Witten on 134.05.
That's correct. Occasionally, a pilot may be asked to stand by or wait for information or to transmit. There is no reply made or required to the word standby, if standby is the last word used in the transmission.
Golf Juliet Bravo, standby.
No reply. But
Golf Juliet Bravo, standby for the Cranfield weather. Golf Juliet Bravo, Wilco.
It is normally better manners to always request a frequency change, although, if in unregulated airspace, it is at the pilot's discretion whom he maintains contact with, if anyone. Good airmanship dictates that two-way contact should normally always be maintained with someone. Let's now look at clearances and readbacks. A clearance is a statement from a controller to a pilot signifying a route and levels to be flown and frequencies to be called, and will be spoken generally slowly and clearly, since the pilot will be required to write it down. During such a clearance, the full call sign of the aircraft will always be used and should be read back. Controllers should avoid passing a clearance to a pilot, especially if single crew, during a complicated manoeuvre on the ground or during line-up or take-off. An ATC route clearance is categorically not an instruction for take-off, nor is it permission to enter an active runway. The takeoff. The words takeoff may only be used when the aircraft is cleared for takeoff. At all other times, the word departure is to be used. It's essential that readback is carried out correctly in this area to avoid the serious consequences of misunderstanding.
Speedway 03 is cleared to join controlled airspace 5 miles east of Daventry. Level at flight level 70. Squawk 5634. And contact London on frequency 121.02 when advised. Clear to join controlled airspace 5 miles east of Daventry at flight level 70, squawk 5634, contact London on frequency 121.02 when advised, Speedway 03. Speedway 03, readback correct.
You can't go wrong if you read back the clearance word for word. In addition to the readback of clearances, the following is a list of those items that a pilot must read back after receipt. Level instructions, heading instructions, speed instructions, airways or route clearances, runways in use, clearance to enter, land on, take off from, backtrack, cross, hold short of an active runway. SSR operating instructions, for example, squawk 6654. Altimeter settings. VDF information. Frequency changes. Types of radar service. In the event that a pilot should misread back the clearance given him by the controller will correct the pilot with the word negative, followed by the corrected version. Should a pilot be unable to comply with an instruction, he should use that very word.
Speedway 03. Unable to accept flight level 120 due to lack of oxygen.
Let's now look at the problems with communications. If you're having problems establishing two-way communication, there could be a simple explanation. The volume may be set too low to hear. You may have selected the wrong frequency. The aircraft may be out of range for reception and possibly for transmission. The station being called is closed. Or even your mic tell leads may not be plugged in. It could, of course, mean that your equipment is not working correctly, especially if other aircraft are also unable to communicate with you. In this event, be prepared to transmit your message twice on the designated frequency, preceded by the phrase, transmitting blind. It could be that the transmitter is working, even if the receiver is not. Continue to make reports at appropriate times, and if appropriate, use the phrase, transmitting blind due receiver failure. Should the pilot have previously been receiving an advisory or even flight information service, where possible, he should transmit blind his intentions. Within controlled airspace, there are normally notified procedures to follow in the event of radio failure. This will differ from airspace to airspace. It wouldn't be unusual for a pilot to use other aircraft in order to relay his messages to ground control, or even for ground control to relay their messages to an aircraft through another aircraft. Let's now look at how we test our radios. The best place to check the serviceability of your radio is on the ground. Test transmissions follow this format.
Luton Ground, Golf, Tango, Whiskey, India, November. Radio check, 125.8. Golf, Tango, Whiskey, India, November, Luton Ground. Readability, 5.
The 5 refers to the audibility of the transmission. Readability 1 means unreadable. 2 means readable now and then. Readability 3 means readable but with difficulty. Readability 4 means readable. Whilst readability 5 means perfectly readable. And that's the one we want to hear. This next section deals with phraseology. We've already stressed the need for standardisation to reduce the risk of ambiguity in the understanding of RT messages. It's not always necessary to read back every word transmitted, and some words may be omitted completely unless it's feared that the message will be misunderstood. The following may, in certain circumstances, be omitted. Surface wind, and knots in relation to surface wind direction and speed. Degrees in relation to surface wind direction. Visibility, cloud and height in MET reports. The word millibars when giving pressure settings of 1,000 millibars and above. Pilots should always avoid excessive use of courtesies. For example, good day, sir, bye, thank you for your service, etc., etc. Level instructions. Directions relating to level and to change of level should never be misconstrued. Terrain and traffic separation demands that the aircraft are flying at the correct level and do change level when instructed to do so. There must be no misunderstanding. Pilots and controllers alike must be clear as to the simple differences between the words height, which refers to ground level and QFE, altitude, reference to sea level and QNH, and flight level, reference to 1013 millibars. Certain conventions or rules now apply. The word to is not to be used in relation to flight levels. All messages that relate to a change in level, i.e. a climb or a descent to a height or an altitude, will employ the word to followed by the word height or altitude, as the case may be. And in the event this is an initial message, the appropriate QFE or QNH will be included. The phrase re-cleared is not to be used. And now some examples.
Golf India November, maintain flight level 60. Maintain flight level 60, Golf India November. Golf Mike November, climb to altitude 3,000 feet, Granville QNH 1003 millibars. Climb into altitude 3,000 feet, 1003, Golf Mike November. Golf Uniform Mike, descend to height 1,000 feet, Cranfield QFE 990 millibars. Golf Sierra Zulu, after passing flight level 120, turn left heading 270 degrees. After passing flight level 120, turn left heading 270 degrees, Golf Sierra Zulu.
Upon instructions, pilots are expected to carry out the command to climb or descend. Occasionally, the controller may indicate that there's no immediate need and prefix the call with the words,
when ready, speedbird 240, when ready, climb flight level 280.
If, however, the need is more urgent, be prepared to hear this call.
Golf Alpha Zulu, descend immediately to altitude 2,000 feet. Descending immediately to altitude 2,000 feet, Golf Alpha Zulu.
And now a section on position reporting. When you consider it, position reporting is an important element of RT procedures. Position reporting for the purposes of instrument flight rules should contain the following information, and in this set order: aircraft identification, position, time, level, next position, and ETA for that position.
Golf India November, Daventry 1-2, flight level 6-0, SAPCO 2-4. Golf India November, Roger.
It should be noted that position reports when flying within controlled airspace under radar cover are normally not required unless the aircraft has been specifically asked to make the call or the aircraft is flying over a compulsory reporting point without exemption from calling. Flight plans. The normal procedure with flight plans is that they are filed on the ground, normally 1 hour before the estimated time of departure. It is permissible to file an airborne flight plan with the following call.
Stansted Approach, Golf Uniform Bravo, Hotel Zulu. I wish to file an airborne flight plan. Golf Hotel Zulu, Stansted Approach, pass your details.
It's as well to have a flight plan form in hand, as this will show you the content and order of details that the controller will want to receive your message. Aircraft call sign and type. Position and heading. Level and flight conditions. Departure aerodrome. ETA at entry point. The route and destination, true airspeed, and desired level. A pilot can always cancel an IFR flight plan in flight as follows.
Luton Approach, Golf India November, cancel IFR flight plan. Golf India November, Roger. IFR flight plan cancelled at time 1247.
ATC may, however, then warn the pilot if it feels that flight in VMC may not be able to be maintained. Now, what to say to that golden phrase?
Pass your message.
When an aerodrome traffic services unit has instructed you to pass your message, your reply should, where possible, include the following information: aircraft call sign and type, position, heading, level, intention, and the type of service required.
Witten Mats, Golf Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta, AA5, heading 120 degrees, altitude 2,000 feet, QNH 1008, destination Desborough, request permission to transit and radar information service.
Now let's look at the calls we make in the aerodrome. The aerodrome is a busy environment. Like bees around a honeypot, aircraft are either circulating, leaving or arriving. In such an area, it's essential that calls are made clearly and unambiguously and in the correct positions. Pilots should be aware that depending upon the type of aerodrome, the RT phraseology used will differ in certain respects. An aerodrome under full air traffic control will instruct pilots, whilst one that only operates a flight information service will give information that pilots should interpret themselves in order to ensure safe flight. Such an aerodrome will be identified with the suffix information. Let's now look at the calls to be used firstly at an aerodrome without ATIS. ATIS stands for Aerodrome Terminal Information Service and includes such things as weather and useful information regarding airfield serviceability.
Belfast Ground, Golf Bravo November Alpha Bravo, request departure information. Golf Bravo November Alpha Bravo, Belfast. Departure runway 22, wind 240 degrees, 10 knots. QNH 1004, QFE 1003, temperature plus 15. Runway 22, QNH 1004, QFE 1003, Golf Bravo November Alpha Bravo.
At some airfields and nearly all aerodromes, if departing on an IFR flight plan, it is necessary to request permission to start engines. Always notify air traffic of the aircraft's location when permission to start engines is sought.
Stansted Tower, Golf Tango, Whiskey Indy November, Stand 3-2, request start with information alpha. Golf Indy November, Roger, start-up approved, outside air temperature plus 2-2.
Note that in that call, the aircraft had already received information alpha relating to the ATIS. The temperature is passed, as this may be of use to the pilot in his start-up procedure. And taxi instructions. The taxi instructions are not a clearance. It is still the pilot's responsibility to remain clear of other aircraft. Instructions to taxi are always given to a specified position on the airfield, normally a hold. Again, pilots should, unless obvious, remind controllers of their aircraft's position.
Bournemouth Tower, Speedbird 03, Western Apron request taxi for VFR flight to Cranfield. Speedbird 03, Roger, taxi holding point Echo, runway 26, QNH 1010.
Note, the controller reminds the pilot of the QNH.
Taxi to holding point Echo, runway 26, QNH 1010, Cab Air 03.
At an airfield where there is ATIS, the controller is not required to repeat the weather information. When pre-departure manoeuvring, it is essential that the correct phraseology is again used to prevent aircraft entering an active runway without clearance. At airfields which are very busy, the ground frequency will control the aircraft as far as the holding point, and it's here that the aircraft is instructed to contact the tower.
Golf Indy November, contact tower 118 decimal 87. 11887, Golf Indy November. Oxford Tower, Golf Tango, Whiskey Indy November, holding point Alpha. Golf Indy November, Roger. Report ready for departure. Wilco, Golf Indy November.
Note the phraseology, report ready for departure and not takeoff. The words takeoff are only to be used during a takeoff clearance. When the pilot is ready for takeoff, he should report...
Golf Indy November, ready for departure.
The pilot will thereafter be advised to hold position, line up, or be cleared for takeoff. The controller may simply acknowledge this information. Let's examine these replies in detail.
Golf Indy November, Roger.
Or
Golf Indy November, line up.
Or
Golf Indy November, line up and wait.
Or
Golf Indy November, behind the landing Boeing 737, line up.
Or
Golf Indy November, clear takeoff.
The pilot should read back the takeoff clearance, leaving his call sign to the end of the transmission.
Clear takeoff, Golf Indy November.
Quite often the controller will also pass the surface wind to the pilot.
Golf Indy November, clear takeoff, surface wind 240 degrees, 22 knots.
At an airfield where air traffic control does not operate, but an AFISO or Aerodrome Flight Information Service does, the reply differs, although the pilot's initial call is the same.
Denham Information, Golf Mike Delta, ready for departure. Golf Mike Delta, takeoff your discretion, surface wind 140 degrees, 10 knots.
Occasionally, air traffic may consider it necessary to offer an immediate takeoff clearance. This means that aircraft should enter the runway and keep rolling without stopping. If the aircraft is already on the runway, the roll should be started immediately.
Golf Lima X-ray cleared immediate takeoff. Cleared immediate takeoff, Golf Lima X-ray.
A controller may also have good reason to require the aircraft to line up, but not to start his takeoff roll.
Golf Mike Bravo, line up and wait. Traffic going around. Line up and wait, Golf Mike Bravo.
The wait part of the instruction emphasizes the import of the call, but line up means the same thing. Conditional clearances are clearances that require aircraft to comply with something before they can execute the instruction. They are only used when all parties, aircraft or vehicles, are visible to the controller. An example of a conditional clearance is as follows.
Cab Air 03, behind the landing Cessna 150, line up. Behind the landing Cessna 150, line up. Cab Air 03.
Note the call sign should be read back before the instruction, followed by the call sign. If a specific departure clearance is given within the takeoff clearance, this should be read back.
Golf into November after departure. Maintain runway heading to altitude 2,000 feet. Cleared for takeoff. After departure, maintain runway heading to altitude 2,000 feet. Cleared takeoff. Golf into November.
If you are slow or too slow to carry out instructions from air traffic, you could find yourself hearing...
Golf into November, take off immediately or vacate runway.
Or...
Golf into November, take off immediately or hold short of runway.
And when a takeoff clearance has been cancelled, for whatever reason, or a matter of flight safety requires it, an instruction may be repeated.
Golf uniform mic, hold position. Cancel takeoff instructions. I say again, cancel takeoff. Acknowledge. Hold position. Golf. Uniform mic.
Or.
Golf uniform mic. Stop immediately. I say again, golf uniform mic. Immediately. Stop. Acknowledge. Stop immediately. Golf uniform mic.
Should a pilot wish to abandon his takeoff, he should advise air traffic as soon as possible.
Golf mic X-ray stopping. Golf mic X-ray, Roger. Golf mic X-ray, request clear runway at next exit. Door unlocked. Golf mic X-ray, that's approved.
The time comes when you'll enter the aerodrome traffic circuit. The aerodrome circuit is effectively a rectangle composed of four different components. The climb-out path, the crosswind leg, the downwind leg, the base leg, and the final approach. Pilots are expected to make calls at the appropriate positions in the circuit. The downwind call is made when the aircraft is abeam the upwind end of the runway.
Golf mic Whiskey downwind. Golf mic Whiskey report final.
Base leg calls are normally not required. But if one was requested, it will be announced at the beginning of the base leg.
Golf mic Whiskey base leg. Golf mic Whiskey report final.
The final call is made once the aircraft has completed the final's turn and is in line with the runway. It is considered incorrect to report turning finals unless there's a good reason for it, such as warning departing traffic or air traffic that you're about to make an approach and would appreciate that no aircraft is lined up in front of you.
Golf Mike Whiskey final. Golf Mike Whiskey cleared to land.
If your approach is between 8 and 4 miles from the runway, pilots may report...
Golf November Oscar, long final. Golf November Oscar, continue approach. Continue approach, Golf November Oscar.
When approaching an aerodrome traffic zone, allow plenty of time to receive and copy down your joining instructions. Do not enter the ATZ until you've been cleared to join. If flying to an unfamiliar airfield, study your approach plates and check to see if that field has any idiosyncrasies or special procedures that should be followed. It may be that there are special visual reporting points that must be approached before routing to the airfield. If an ATIS is operational, pilots will be expected to receive the information normally before first contact with air traffic. There is no substitute for good planning. Most circuit patterns are left-handed. If the circuit is right-handed, it must be specified. The standard rejoin is known as the overhead join, although aircraft can be instructed to join on any of the three main legs of the circuit, downwind, base leg, or even on final. We'll first deal with the overhead join. Aircraft are expected to route to the overhead of the ATZ at 2,000 feet above the aerodrome elevation. Position to the dead side of the circuit and in the runway direction, descend to circuit height. Cross the upwind end of the runway at circuit height and position the aircraft downwind. Maintain a good lookout at all times. Do check for local differences in procedure. We'll now look at a few rejoins.
Cranford approach, Speedway 03 approaching Olney, 2,000 feet, QNH 1006, request joining instructions. Speedway 03, join right base, runway 22, QFE 993 millibars, report base leg. Speedway 03, right base. Speedway 03, Roger, report final. Speedway 03, report final. Speedway 03, final. Speedway 03, cleared to land, runway 22. Speedway 03, cleared to land, runway 22.
Let's have a listen to another join.
Cranford approach, Golf Uniform Bravo Hotel Lima. Golf Hotel Lima, pass your message. Golf Hotel Lima, PA 28, 8 miles east of Cranfield, 3,000 feet, QNH 1020. Request joining instructions. Golf Hotel Lima, runway 04, QFE 1007. Report 4 mile final. Runway 04, QFE 1007, Wilco, Golf Hotel Lima.
Sometimes the controller will need to adjust the circuit and his instructions in order to regulate the expeditious flow of traffic.
Golf Mike November, continue downwind unless advised. Traffic has just passed the outer marker. You are number 2 to that traffic. Report if you have it in sight. Extend downwind, Wilco, Golf Mike November.
Or you could have been asked.
Golf Bravo Kilo suggest one right-hand orbit. 2 aircraft ahead. Report ready for base. One right-hand orbit, Golf Bravo Kilo, Wilco.
If flying within a busy circuit, it can be of use to other aircraft to announce your intentions. For instance,
Golf Uniform Whiskey, downwind, touch and go. Golf Uniform Whiskey, roger.
This is especially useful when on final approach for both controller and any aircraft following.
Golf Uniform Whiskey, final, touch and go. Golf Uniform Whiskey, cleared touch and go, surface wind 240 degrees at 15 knots.
Or you may hear,
Golf Uniform Whiskey, continue approach.
In either event, it is essential that the instructions are read back to the controller. And now a word on the final approach and landing. An aircraft is deemed to be on final approach when between 4 miles and the threshold. Any further than 4 miles and the aircraft is on a long final. The instruction to land, touch and go or go around will normally include the runway designator.
Golf Juliet Bravo, final. Golf Juliet Bravo, clear to land runway 18, surface wind 190 degrees at 25 knots. Clear to land, Golf Juliet Bravo.
There may be a reason why the controller is unable to give a landing clearance. The runway may be obstructed or blocked for some reason.
Golf Juliet Bravo, continue approach, expect late landing instructions. Continue approach, Golf Juliet Bravo.
Remember, the continue approach is not a landing clearance, and if no landing clearance be offered, the pilot should initiate go-around procedures. Land after. A land after clearance can be offered during daytime and when the following aircraft has a clear view of the aircraft ahead. This assumes that a safe separation between the two aircraft can be assured. The runway is long enough and the pilot of the following aircraft has been warned.
Speedway 03, land after the Cessna 152. Land after the Cessna 152, Speedway 03.
If operating from an airfield where an AFISO service is offered, different phraseology will be used by the AFISO controller.
Denham information, Golf Uniform Delta, final, runway 24. Golf Uniform Delta, Denham information, land at your discretion, wind 240 degrees, 10 knots.
The at your discretion is effectively placing responsibility on the pilot to land if he feels it's safe to do so. The go-around. A missed approach is one where either the pilot or the controller decides that the landing should not be continued, either for the purposes of training or safety. Should the go-around be initiated by air traffic, the transmission is normally repeated.
Golf Hotel Kilo, go-around. I say again, go-around. Acknowledge.
Notice the pilot has been specifically asked to confirm that he's received these instructions.
Going around, Golf Hotel Kilo.
An aircraft carrying out an IFR approach will normally comply with the standard missed approach procedure, whereas a pilot carrying out a VFR missed approach will continue within the visual circuit, unless air traffic gives different instructions. Should the pilot initiate the missed approach, the call is
Golf Hotel Kilo, going around. Golf Hotel Kilo, roger.
But what happens after the landing? It's generally considered poor practice to overload a pilot during his landing roll, and normally taxi instructions will not be given until the landing roll is complete. Pilots should not voluntarily change frequency unless either instructed to do so or they have requested and been given permission for the change.
Golf India November, vacate the next right. Next right, Golf India November.
Or
Speedbird 424, landed 42, vacate next left, contact ground, frequency 118.2. Next left, ground 1182, Speedbird 424. Heathrow ground, Speedbird 424, runway vacated. Speedbird 424, roger, taxi stand 28, via taxiway Bravo. Stand 28, taxiway Bravo, Speedbird 424.
And now for some essential words on radar phraseology. Before a radar controller can offer a service to an aircraft, it is important for that aircraft to be positively identified by the controller. Essential aerodrome information can be given on the ATIS message or by radio and refers to information regarding the manoeuvring area, its facilities, where it affects the safe operation of the aircraft. For example,
Speedway 01, caution work in progress at the far end of the runway. Reduced landing distance 1859 metres.
Or
Golf Mike November, caution large flock of birds sighted at the runway intersection.
Normally calls such as these are acknowledged with Roger.
Golf Mike November, Roger.
Well, we're rocketing through this tape. I hope you're enjoying it. We're now going to look at radar phraseology. A very important part of radio is radar phraseology. Before a radar controller can offer a service to an aircraft, it is important for that aircraft to be positively identified by the controller. This can be achieved in various ways. One, the pilot can be asked for his position. Two, the pilot can be asked to turn onto a specific heading. Three, the pilot can be asked to squawk a particular code. Or four, the pilot can be asked to give a bearing and distance from a particular position. Let's now eavesdrop on a conversation.
Stansted Radar, Golf Tango, Whiskey India November, request radar information service. Golf India November, Roger, report your heading. Heading 040 degrees, Golf India November. Golf India November, Roger, for identification, turn right, radar heading 090. Right heading 090, Golf India November. Golf India November identified 5 miles west of Duxford. Radar information service. Radar information service, Golf India November.
Note, the pilot reads back the type of radar service that is being provided. This is important. If he'd forgotten, it's probable that the controller would have reminded him. In the event that radar cover is lost, or shortly to be lost, the pilot will be advised accordingly. A typical call might be
Golf Sierra India, you're approaching the edge of my radar cover. Radar service terminated. Flight information available on 124.6.
Nowadays, identification has been made very much easier with secondary surveillance radar, as more and more aircraft are now equipped with transponders. Pilots should note, however, that the assignment of a code from a controller does not signify that a radar service is being offered. Let's look at what the instructions mean.
Squawk 4525.
Select 4525 on the transponder and select on. If Mode Charlie equipped, select Mode Charlie.
Confirm squawk.
Announce the numbers selected to the controller and which selection, Mode Alpha or Mode Charlie.
Recycle squawk.
Reselect the numbers given and the mode.
Squawk ident.
Press the ident button.
Squawk mayday.
Select the emergency code 7700.
Squawk Charlie.
Select altitude reporting.
Check altimeter setting and report your level.
Check the millibar subscale pressure setting and advise level.
Stop squawk Charlie.
Select mode alpha. Stop the altitude report. This is probably because the transponder's height readout is incorrect or inaccurate. all SSR instructions must be read back. Principally, apart from radar control service, there are two main types of radar service: radar information service and radar advisory service. The former gives information relating to neighbouring traffic, whereas the latter gives instructions as to how to avoid that traffic. Again, pilots should acknowledge the type of service that is being offered.
Exam 27 under radar control. Radar control, exam 27.
Or
Golf Mike November, radar information service. Radar information service, Golf Mike November.
And when the service is finished, you may hear
Golf Mike November, radar service terminated, free call Luton, 129er, decimal 55. Radar service terminated, Luton 12955, Golf Mike November.
The word free call again implies that the present controller has not been in contact with the next, and your call has not been introduced. Radar vectoring. An aircraft can be vectored onto an ILS, or an NDB approach, or even onto a radar approach of some kind, an SRA or a PAR. The surveillance radar approach is one in which the radar controller is able to see the aircraft's position in relation to a final approach track, and based on its distance from touchdown, will offer advisory passing heights or altitudes. The PAR, or Precision Radar Approach Controller, has two radar screens, one showing the aircraft's position in azimuth, as for the SRA, and one showing the aircraft's position above or below the recommended glide slope. Not all airfields are able to offer SRAs, and even fewer are able to offer PAR approaches. An SRA may be terminated as late as a half a nautical mile from touchdown, or as early as 2 nautical miles from touchdown. This will normally depend upon the accuracy of the radar equipment, local terrain, sometimes weather, or controller qualification. Let's take a trip to the Stansted radar room, where an SRA is just about to commence.
Golf India November identified 8 miles east of Stansted, maintaining heading 050 degrees. Maintain heading 050, Golf India November. Golf India November, your position is downwind, left-hand runway 23. Number 3 in traffic, surveillance radar approach, terminating 1 half-nautical mile from touchdown. Check your minima, step-down fixes, and the missed approach point. Minima checked, Golf India November. Golf India November, circuit adjustment, turn right, heading 055. 055, Golf India November. Golf India November, turn left now, heading 320 degrees, left base. Left 320, Golf India November. Golf India November, continue left, heading 270 degrees. Left heading 270, Golf India November. Golf India November, closing final approach track from the left at range 8 miles from touchdown. Descent will begin at range 6 miles. Stand by to lose height. Golf India November, roger. Golf India November, left heading 220, final approach. 220, final approach, Golf India November. Golf India November, confirm you read these transmissions, strength 5. Strength 5, Golf India November. Golf India November, do not acknowledge any further transmissions unless requested. Golf India November, range 6 miles from touchdown, commence descent now to maintain a 3-degree descent path. Golf India November, turn left 5 degrees, heading 215, slightly right of centre line. Range 5 miles, height passing should be 1550 feet. QFE check 1002. Returning to the centre line, turn right 3 degrees, new heading 218 degrees, on track. Range 4 miles from touchdown, height passing should now be 1250 feet. Heading's good, on track. On track, looking good. Range 3 miles from touchdown, height should be 950 feet. Heading 218 degrees is good, maintaining centreline.
This one-way conversation will continue until the aircraft is asked to confirm wheels down and locked for landing, and possibly a confirmation of the altimeter setting set.
Golf India November, confirm wheels down and locked, acknowledged. Three greens, Golf India November. Golf India November, approaching 2 nautical miles from touchdown, height should be 650 feet. Check your minimum descent height. 1.5 miles from touchdown, height should be 500 feet. 1 mile from touchdown, height should now be 350 feet. On track, heading's good. On track, 0.5 mile from touchdown, approach completed. Approach now terminated, you are cleared to land from this approach. Surface wind 240 degrees, 15 knots. Clear to land, Golf, Indy November.
Now let's go to Farnborough and hear a PAR in progress. You may think the controller's voice is familiar, but note the differences. The PAR.
Golf Bravo Kilo, this is Farnborough. Radar, turn left heading 340 degrees. Left heading 340, Golf Bravo Kilo. Golf Bravo Kilo, position 8 track miles from touchdown, left base, runway 25. Golf Bravo Kilo, roger. Golf Bravo Kilo, when instructed, your next frequency will be Farnborough talk down on frequency 134, decimal 35. 13435, when instructed, Golf Bravo Kilo. Golf Bravo Kilo, turn left heading 300 degrees, contact talk down 134, decimal 35. Heading 300, talk down 13435, Golf Bravo Kilo. Farnborough talk down, this is Golf Alpha Yankee Bravo Kilo. Golf Bravo Kilo, this is talk down, continue left heading 260 degrees, fine approach, you are identified. 260 degrees, Golf Bravo Kilo. Golf Bravo Kilo on final approach track. Descent will begin in 1 mile to maintain a 3.5 degree glide slope. Confirm cockpit checks complete for landing. Golf Bravo Kilo, cockpit checks complete. Golf Bravo Kilo, do not acknowledge any further transmissions unless requested. Golf Bravo Kilo, commence descent now to maintain a 3.5 degree glide path. Bravo Kilo, settled nicely on the glide path, drifting slightly left of centre, turn right heading 265. Coming back on the centre line, but going ever so slightly high, adjust your rate of descent. Left 2 degrees, heading 263 on centre line, correcting for the glide slope. On track at range 3 miles from touchdown and now slipping slightly below the glide path, reduce your rate of descent.
The approach continues. Remember that on this approach, the pilot overshoots on reaching his decision height in the event that the approach cannot be safely completed. Now a word on en route radar service and traffic avoidance. It's clearly preferable that an aircraft working in limited visibility or even IMC conditions is afforded the protection of radar. If an aircraft is on a possible conflicting path with other traffic, the radar unit will advise the pilot accordingly.
Golf Uniform Mike, unknown traffic, 2 o'clock, 2 miles, crossing right to left, height unknown. If not sighted, turn right heading 140 degrees. Right heading 140, Golf Uniform Mike. Golf Uniform Mike, clear of traffic, resume own navigation, position 2 miles west of Steeple Claydon. Wilco, Golf Uniform Mike.
If a radar controller feels there is an imminent risk of collision, the words avoiding action will be used.
Golf Uniform Mike, avoiding action, turn left, immediately heading 180 degrees, traffic 12 o'clock, range 4 miles. Left 180, Golf Uniform Mike.